and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of the truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be what? In you. Please focus to the verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans, and I will come to you. What did he say? I will not leave you as orphans. What is orphan? A fatherless person, a motherless person. And he said, in that day, the day that he's talking about is the day of what? Pentecost. And he said, during that day, I am no more going to leave you as orphans, because something is going to happen on that day when my Holy Spirit comes upon you. What is going to happen? You are no more going to become orphans. Now, before I start teaching, let's go to verse 23. And verse 23 says this: if anyone loves me, Jesus said, he will obey my teaching. So your love is in obedience. My Father, listen to this, my Father will love him, and we, that means me and my Father and the Holy Spirit, we will come to him and make our home with him. My brothers and sisters, the day of Pentecost is the day of the Father. The day of Pentecost is the day that Father is reconciled to his children. Oh, my brothers and sisters, for many years we have been orphans. We have been fatherless. We have been parentless. Because sin has separated us from the Abba Father, my brothers and sisters. But because of the day of Pentecost, because we love God, because we obey the Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, that Father that has been waiting for you for so long is coming to his church, to his body, and to you. Today, you are not only the temple of the Holy Spirit, but Abba Father abides in you. The day of Pentecost is not only the day of the Holy Ghost, but it is the day of the Abba Father, the loving Father, the caring Father. And maybe some of you who never had the father love, this is your chance to experience the fatherly love that comes from God, Abba Father. So my brothers and sisters, we are no more orphans. We are no more. Somebody cares for us, and that is Abba Father. Do you know what it means when you have a father? That means you have somebody who cares for you. That means somebody, nobody can mess up with you. Because you have a father. Because you have somebody who defends you to stand for your rights. If somebody bullies you, he comes there. If somebody is against you, he comes there. You know why? Because he is your father. And many people today, they are crying for father love. They are crying for to be touched by the father's love. But I come with good news. The day of Pentecost is the day of the Father. The day of Pentecost is the day when the Father himself comes in you. Hallelujah. The fatherly love. We are hungry for fatherly love. And the day of Pentecost is not only the day that Holy Spirit comes, but is the day that Abba Father comes. The Father that has been waiting for you for many years. The Father that has been waiting for you because sin has separated us from the Father. I come with the good news for you. Do you know that Father never knows your sins? In fact, from the very beginning, he has never knew your sins. Do you know that? Many people, they think that Father is there in heaven with the angry rod beating you every time when you do something wrong. That is not Father. Our Father has never known your sins. You know why? Because Christ's blood has covered your sin. The only thing the Father knows about you is your goodness inside of you. Your good abilities inside of you. Your beautiful things inside of you. You know why? Because Jesus Christ has covered your weaknesses with his blood. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Father does not know your sins. The only person who knows your sins is Jesus. He knows it. He knows your sins. Because he covered you with his blood. So that when you come to the Father, hey, he doesn't see your sins. So the day of Pentecost, my brothers and sisters, is the day that we are no more orphans. We are no more what? Fatherless. We have a Father. We have someone who cares for us. And it is in that day of Pentecost that after so many time in history, Jeremiah, Moses, Daniel, Elijah, they were dreaming about that day of Pentecost. But 2,000 years ago, on the day of Pentecost, Abba Father himself, through his Holy Spirit, came. No more in a temple. No more in a building. No more in a church building. But he came in you, and he is in you. Hallelujah. You are no more an orphan. You are no more a fatherless person. You have a Father. Abba Father. So the day of Pentecost, my brothers and sisters, is the day that we are no more orphans, but we become all the children of God through his Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, but listen, this is not my message actually. This is only introduction. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the Acts chapter 2 now. And I know many times we have read Acts chapter 2, but today we are going to receive a lot of new revelations. So that is why I'm not preaching to you, I am teaching. Acts chapter 2. We read first the story about Pentecost, what happened. Chapter 2 verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together what? In one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. All of them were filled with Holy Spirit and began to speak in another tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Verse 5. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is that each of one of us hears them in his own native language? Persians, Medians, Elamites, resident of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and other parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors of Rome, Cretans, and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own language." Amazed, they were amazed. And perplexed, they were perplexed. They ask one another, "What does this mean?" Verse 13. Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Verse 14. Then Peter stood with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It is 9 in the morning. No, this is what is spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servant, both man and woman, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on earth below. Blood and fire and below of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great glorious day of the Lord. And everyone," listen, verse 21, "and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Oh, hallelujah. And listen now, listen. We go to verse 38. Verse 38. Apostle Peter was preaching the gospel to them, and at the end he said this. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you," in verse 38, "in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all of you who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Verse 40. "With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, 'Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.' Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 people were added to their number in that day." Listen, this is beautiful. Eh? This is what happened in the day of Pentecost. Verse 42. "They devoted themselves to apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miracle signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." Amen. This is the story, brothers and sisters, of the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost is the day that the Father came to us and restored his love to us. But secondly, my brothers and sisters, the Bible says, listen to this, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit was poured upon the people. The Holy Spirit was poured upon the people. For the first time in history of humankind, the Holy Spirit himself came and filled us with his power. Just stop for a while and think about this. Listen, think about this. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, who made the heavens and earth, who created the world by his power. That Holy Ghost in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that was hovering over the surface of the earth. That Holy Spirit who helped Elijah, who helped Moses, who helped Daniel. That Holy Spirit who would come and go 2,000 years ago. For the first time in history of mankind, the Holy Spirit came and he never left. He is here today. That Holy Ghost, that power that made heavens and earth shake, that power that made the miracles, that power that made by his word, the Spirit, that the Spirit came 2,000 years ago among us, and he is still today for those who want to believe. So the day of Pentecost is the day of the Holy Ghost, and that Holy Ghost can be in you because you are the people of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me, my brothers and sisters? For 2,000 years ago, Holy Spirit came and he didn't leave. Holy Spirit came and stayed in you. Holy Spirit came upon the church. Listen to this. Why? Because he said they were all together in one place. In one place. Holy Ghost comes when we are in one place. That is why it is not good for you only to sit home and worship God for yourself. That is why we need church. Are you listening to me? That is why we need the church. Those people who say, "I don't need church. I don't need to go to church." No. We need the church. Why? Because the Holy Ghost was poured out upon the people who came together in one place. Hallelujah. And when they were in one place, oh, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost came and gave birth to the church. And for the first time in history, the church of Jesus Christ was born. Not out of bricks and walls, but by human beings, that the Holy Spirit came to them and abide in us. Listen, Holy Spirit was poured out upon us. Holy Spirit was poured out upon us. Who is Holy Spirit to you? Who is actually Holy Spirit to you? Is Holy Spirit someone just who fixed things to you? No, man. Holy Spirit is God himself in the form of a spirit who comes and abides in you. Do you know what this means? This means you are the container of the Holy Ghost. For many of you, you are so disappointed, you look miserable. Why? Because you don't realize the power that is inside of you. If you realize who is inside of you, I don't think you'll sit like that though. You're going to shake. We are talking about Holy Ghost, huh? Or Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call him. The Holy Spirit was poured out upon them. And that is the first day of what? Thank you. Now listen, and the disciples begin to pray in tongues. Later I'm coming to that teaching. Just wait, because this is a teaching. You need to be patient. Now listen what happened. I don't go into detail, but this is what I want to tell you. Pentecost, my brothers and sisters, Pentecost is about unity of all races. That is Pentecost. Pentecost means unity of all races. Why? Because this is what Apostle Peter was preaching. Listen to me. He said, the prophet Joel said, in the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all people. So Pentecost is not just a day that we come together and we shake and shandalai. No, Pentecost had also a political meaning. Pentecost means that all the races, all the people of the world, all the nationalities, all the colors are together. Now we are all the children of God. Now listen to this, because this is very important, and this revelation, you didn't get it before. I'm going to tell you now in a minute. You see, the day of Pentecost is the day that all races become one under Christ. Amen? Now, listen to me. What did we just read in the Bible? He said that the disciples were together, isn't it? And they were in one place, and they were what? Praying. But there were people outside. Listen. There were people outside. They hear them. Who were these people? They were people from every country under heaven. People of God. Either my English is wrong, or my IQ is low. When he says, all the people of what? All the nations under heaven, that means as well Ghana, Nigeria, and Greece, Cyprus, Iran, Iraq, India, China, isn't it? He said all Asia. Amen? He said they were all there, listen to me, and then when they heard them, listen, because this is something very interesting. When they heard them praying in tongues, each one of them heard the language that they all speak in their country. Do you know what this means? This is, my brothers and sisters, a big revelation. You know what this means, my friend? This means that these people, even though they were all praying in tongues, but every one of them, they heard the gospel in their own language. This means that you don't need only to speak English in order to be a Christian. You can be a Nigerian, you can be a Ghanaian, you can be a Surinamian, you can be a Filipino, you can love your culture and hear Christ in your culture. You catch my point? They all heard them in their own language. Assuming we are all together and praying, and suddenly a mama hears me praying in Nigeria language. Somebody hear me, hey, but he's praying in Arabic language. How come? How come? You know why? Because God loved the world so much. Are you listening to me? And it is our right to listen to God in our language, in our culture. It is not bad to be a Ghanaian, a Filipino, a Surinamian, and believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God made us one through the day of Pentecost. Races and nationalities, what? Became one in Christ. The opposite of the Tower of Babel happened in the day of Pentecost. Because in the Tower of Babel, we all divided. In the day of Pentecost, we all united. Oh, hallelujah. So the day of Pentecost is the day that all the races and all the nationalities and all the languages become one under Christ. You see, my brothers and sisters, there is discrimination in the church. Oh, don't look at me so holy now. I'm telling you, even in my heart, there was discrimination before. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. As long as there is hidden discrimination in our hearts against other nations, against other nationalities, against other tribes from our own country, I wonder if we have the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost comes, we become one. Are you hearing me today? I have seen many people, even Christians. Even Christians. There is some prejudice inside them against other people, against other nationalities. But that is not Pentecost. Pentecost makes us one. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Listen to this. This is the revelation. Jesus Christ. Listen to this. This is a revelation. Jesus Christ reconciled man to God. Are you listening? Jesus Christ reconciles man to God. Holy Ghost reconciles man to man. Holy Ghost reconciles man to man, human to human. Jesus reconciles us to God. But Holy Ghost reconciles us together. We become one. That is the meaning of Pentecost. Pentecost had a lot of meaning, political meaning. Do you know that those people who were standing outside and listening to the Peter and all the disciples praying in tongues, do you know who these people were? Many of them were those people who were rejected to enter the temple. That is why Jesus entered and he was angry and he said, my house shall be the house of prayer for all the nations. But you are stopping the nations to come to my house. There was a time that there was written there, forbidden for dogs and forbidden for foreigners. That is why Apostle Paul said, there is no wall that can separate us anymore from Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And those people who were rejected, those people who were cast out from that so-called racist mentality, they are those who experience Pentecost. Pentecost is for rejected ones. Pentecost are for the broken hearts. Pentecost is for those who have done injustice, who have received injustice in their lives. Hallelujah. I told you I'm teaching you something today. Jesus reconciled us to God. Holy Spirit reconciled us together. We become one nation under Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pentecost means unity, what? Between the races and nations. Pentecost means hope. Pentecost means hope. Hope for those who have been rejected. Hope for those who have been casted out. Hope. Pentecost means hope. Pentecost means visions. And Pentecost means dreams, my brothers and sisters. If you are the people of Pentecost, means you have vision. You have dream. You have hope in your life. Hallelujah. That is Pentecost, my friend. Pentecost is a power. Pentecost is the power of hope, power of vision, power of dream, that we are no more left as orphans, but we have a Father in heaven. We have the Holy Spirit, and we have a Jesus Christ who is in us, the hope of glory. He gives us hope when we need hope. He gives us vision when we need vision. Vision for a better life. Vision for a better future. Pentecost is about hope. Look at your neighbor and say, hope. Pentecost is about hope. Pentecost is about vision. Pentecost is about dreams. How much we need those dreams. How much we need those visions in our life. And those visions and dreams and those hope, my brother, it cannot come through a television. It cannot come through something that you hear on TV. It comes through the Holy Ghost, the power of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Woo! Pentecost means hope. Hope for your nation. Hope for your family. Vision for your business. Vision for your future. Dreams, my friend. Are you listening to me? Pentecost means hope. Hope. And we need hope. Religious system cannot give us hope. Only Holy Spirit can give us hope. Holy Spirit can give us vision. So Pentecost is the day of Father. Pentecost is the day of what? The Holy Ghost. Pentecost is the day of all races. Pentecost is the day of hope. Hope. You who are listening to me today, hope. Even some of you, you have a business in your mind right now. Hope. Hope. I said hope. You have a business in your mind. Hope. You have a plan for your future. Vision. You have a plan for your future. Dream. Oh, hallelujah. Pentecost means hope. Listen to me. Pentecost means prophesy. Pentecost means prophesy. We are the prophetic generation of God. And when I'm talking about prophecy, I don't mean that to tell you whether you eat this morning fufu or not. I'm not talking about that. We are the prophetic people of God. Prophecy is not about what kind of color socks you have. Without preacher can see it. That is not prophecy, my friend. You are the prophetic people of God. Because when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you are a prophetic person. In your working place, in the street, outside. You don't look with a blind man's eyes, but you look with the eyes of the prophetic power that God has given to you. That is prophecy, my friend. Prophecy is not about, what did you eat this morning? Egg. Of course, everybody eat egg. So if I shoot among 1,000 birds, one bird will fall. You catch my point? Hello. It is the power of Pentecost that gives you to become a prophetic person. And when I'm talking about prophetic person, I don't mean that your language change, your head change, your neck change because you are prophetic. No, prophetic people are normal people. They talk normal, they walk normal, they eat normal, they act normal, they drive car normal, they pray normal. Are you listening to me? They are normal. They don't need to do strange things to look prophetic. There was one guy, I don't mention his name, even he's becoming very well known here and there. He's saying that, yeah, he went to the third heaven, third floor. And there he met Apostle Paul and they greet each other. And Paul said to him, I am the one I wrote the book of Hebrew. So, what are we talking about? There are so many prophets, Africa is still suffering. Hey! When you are the man and woman of Pentecost, that means you are the man and woman of prophecy. prophecy that the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't let people fool you. You understand? Can I tell you something? Don't let people fool you. You know why? Do you know how they fool you? Either they talk about past or they talk about future. They never talk about now. You understand? In the past, we had these people, when they pray, my friend, if you don't have hand, the hand will. No problem. No problem. We believe that. In the past, we had this. In the past, we had that. And in the future, mama, you are going to become the woman of God. In the future, you are going to become the generation of Christ. My friend, I don't need the future. I don't need the past. I need it now. Pentecost is about now. It's like a carrot holding in the front of the mouth of a donkey. Take the carrot, and the donkey goes behind, but he never gets the carrot. And the donkey shouts and says, I want the carrot now. It's about now. Prophetic people are about now, today. Hallelujah. Woo! Pentecost is the day of the Father. Pentecost is the day of all races and nationalities. Are you listening to me? It is the Pentecost that makes me dress Africa dress. And it is the Pentecost that makes me. I'm telling you. It's the Pentecost. It's the Pentecost that makes me to be a preacher from Middle East preaching to Africans, Filipinos, Surinamians, Dutch, married to Asian and half mixed children. It's the Pentecost, my friend. Pentecost. Yes. Hallelujah. Pentecost is the day that all races become one. Pentecost is the day of hope. Pentecost is the day that we become people of prophecy. Pentecost is the day of wonders and miracles and signs. My friend, miracles and signs are for today. Are you listening to me? But the question is, how do you receive the miracle? That's the question. I am tired and sick of fake miracles. I want to see real ones. Why are you quiet now? Hello. I am tired and sick of performing miracles. Miracle does not come by shouting. Miracle does not come by screaming. Are you listening to me? Miracle is not coming by shouting, screaming, jumping, beating. No, my friend. We are the people of miracles daily, every day. And we should manifest the power of God. Power of God is love. Miracle is love. If you have no love, miracle is useless. Throw it in the garbage. We all talk about miracle, miracle, but we don't know how to love. And throw that miracle in garbage and close it, let it be recycled. Hey, I am wholly angry now. We are the people of miracle. When we pray for people, without any exaggeration, without any show, just pray, my friend. Pray. You don't need to make a show. Just pray for somebody who is in need. Just pray for somebody who is sick. Just pray for your family member who is suffering. And you are not the miracle maker. It is the Holy Ghost who makes the miracle. You just do it. And don't believe those fancy things and show things. Because show does not go with miracle. Miracle is real, man. So Holy Ghost is about miracles. Holy Ghost is about wonders. We are the people of miracles. We are the people of wonders. Are you listening to me, brothers and sisters? So how do you do that? By practicing it, by praying, by showing love, by caring for people. Are you listening to me? That is miracle. That is wonder, my friend. I'm coming now. I said, you never look at Pentecost like this, eh? Listen now. Pentecost is not only the day of all races. Pentecost is the day of equality between man and woman. We are getting hot now. Because many of us culturally are biased. We say that the job of woman is only in the kitchen. To cook for me. To care for me. I don't know about you, but in Middle East, they think like that. But the day of Pentecost is the day of equality between man and woman. Because he said, my both servants, man and woman, will prophesy. Are you listening to me, my brothers and sisters? It's a Mother Day. Day of Pentecost is the day of mothers. It's the day of woman. Because for many years, women were oppressed. Women were depressed. Women were put there by the dominant man. And I'm telling you, if you have in your heart any prejudice against woman, I wonder if you have experienced Pentecost. I know some men. I'm a man myself. And I'm coming from Middle East, so we know what I'm talking about. Some men in the mouth, they can say, oh, woman, you know, woman, we are equal, we are living. But deep inside the heart, woman, as long as they can cook, it's good. If you have that mentality, if you treat woman with disrespect, if you treat woman with dishonesty, if you cheat woman, if you cheat your wife, if you cheat your daughter, if you disrespect the female race, whoever they are, whether Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, if you have disgrace to woman, don't call yourself a Christian, because my Jesus loved woman. Hallelujah. The day of Pentecost is the day that man and woman become equal. No more they can be oppressed. They are one. Man and woman. Are you listening to me? And we are all talking about feminist movement, woman movement. My friend, woman movement, forget it. It started 2,000 years ago in the day of Pentecost. Don't oppress... Don't oppress your wives in your nations. Respect them. Because for crying out loud, you are coming from a woman. The handshaking was only from woman. You who are sitting there looking at me so holy, you were for 9 months in the belly of the woman that you disgrace. No matter who you are, president, even you are president of Ghana or Nigeria, or you are the president of wherever you are, or the boss of Abuja, you were there in the belly of your mother before you were born. The day of Pentecost is the day of woman. The liberation of woman from injustice, from inferiority. The day of Pentecost is the day that man and woman become one. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Telling you, listen to me, brothers and sisters. There are two problems in the body of Christ. Two problems. One is hidden discrimination. Hidden. That means outside you laugh and smile, oh. Inside you discriminate. That is one. Second, is looking down at woman. This is a problem in the church. The day of Pentecost means equality what? Between man and woman. There is more about the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost, let us forget the day. I just go to Pentecost. Pentecost means preaching and sharing the word. Listen to me. To be a member of a Pentecostal church does not make you a Pentecost person. You catch me? You can be a member of a Pentecostal church and be not Pentecostal. Be not a member of Pentecost. You know why? Because Pentecost is about preaching the word. Pentecost is about sharing the gospel. Pentecost is about sharing Christ. If you are a whole day there going from church to church to receive goosebumps and shaking and whatever on the floor without you preaching the word to other people, I wonder if you are Pentecostals. Are you hearing me? Why are you are so quiet now? Because you think preaching is only from the pastors. Wrong. Every one of you is a preacher. Are you listening to me? You don't need pulpit to preach. You have your family, you have your people around you. If you say you are a man and a woman of Pentecost, Pentecost goes with preaching. Pentecost goes with witnessing. Pentecost goes with talking about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because we love so many things. Pentecost, we like shaking, we like laughing, we like rolling on the floor. We want to do, all these things. But when it comes to sharing the word, we are lazy. We need to stop being lazy. We need to share the word of God. We need to preach. Apostle Peter preached that day. 3,000 people were saved. Are you listening to me? So Pentecost is what? It's about preaching the word. Are you preaching the word? If you are not preaching the word around you, with people around you, don't call yourself Pentecostal. Two more points. Pentecost. Hello. Are you Pentecost? Are you? I don't hear you. Are you? Pentecost means mission. 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 Pentecost means mission. 3,000 people were what? Saved. Now, I want to change now your mindset. Change your mindset. Who told you that it was Italy or Spain or Portugal who bring you Christianity? Let me say, it's a joke. Who told you it is the Church of England? We don't respect that. Let me explain to you. There were 3,000 people. Listen to Papa. 3,000 people. They were from Asia. They were from Africa. They were from Middle East. They were from Europe. From all over the world. There were 3,000 people. And 3,000 people, they experienced Pentecost power. Do you think they will go back to their country and still eat shawarma? No. They will go and tell what Christ did to them on the day of Pentecost. That is why the message was already preached in Africa before a Spanish or Portuguese went there. That is why the gospel was already preached in Asia because of these 3,000 people. Pentecost means mission. If you are a Pentecostal person, you need to support mission. But let me tell you something. There is a problem with mission, eh? Can I talk to you today? Can I be free today? There is a problem with mission. I'm writing a new article, Papa. And in the article, I'm saying that for 2,000 years, our missionary work has failed. You know why it has failed? Because in the name of Christianity, we did a lot. Slavery, example. Colonialism. It was all in the name of what? Christianity and mission work. Because we had a hidden agenda. You see, hidden agenda. Hidden. Hidden. Hidden agenda. do you know that that hidden agenda is still there? You see, please, I want to give you a revelation that nobody get it before. Listen to me very carefully. You see, listen carefully. Many of us who want to preach about gospel, we become friend with people with a hidden agenda inside our heart. What is our hidden agenda? To make that person Christian. That is wrong. You are not making anybody Christian. It is God who makes people Christian. You go to people not with your hidden agenda. You go to people because you love them unconditionally. Whether they remain Buddhist, Hindu, you still love them. But what do we do as a missionary? We go to another country. We have a plan, hidden agenda, to make somebody Christian. Even we don't love that person. But because we want to make him Christian, we do a crocodile tear and we put a smile on our face. Oh, sister, I love you. And inside, oh, as long as I can make her a Christian. But when she don't fit in my program, I sack her and I go to another one. You see, my friend, mission is about unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Not hidden agenda. Especially when you see a rich man. We pastors, we know how to do. When we see a rich man, we like to pray for them. Huh? Not because we love them, but because we love their money. So let me make that person Christian. Don't talk to her. I don't like him. Look at him. I don't like him. But let me pray for him. Oh, God loves you, brother, and I love you very much. Shandala bakanda, the Holy Spirit touch you. And why? In order to make you a Christian so that I can chop from you. I can get your money. That is a fake love. The same thing is in marriage. You see somebody has money. Oh, let me love that man. But you don't love that man. You love his money. And you are sinning. And we Christians, we do the same. We go to people because we have a hidden agenda to make them Christian, to pray like us, to talk like us, to dress like us. Even though the intention is good, but motivation is wrong. We need to love people unconditionally. Hey! That is Pentecost, my friend. Pentecost is about mission. If you say I'm a Pentecostal churchgoer, that means you need to support mission. You need to be a part of mission. Hallelujah. The last point. Pentecost is sharing and fellowshipping. That is Pentecost. Because what did the Bible say? They all came together in unity. And they sold everything they had. And they gave it to the pastor to buy more houses. Is it what they said? No. What did they say? They came together, they broke bread, they drink together, and the one who had not received from the one who had. That is Pentecost. Pentecost means justice. Pentecost means caring for the poor and the widow and the orphan and migrants. That is Pentecost. Pentecost is not a show. Pentecost is not only a denomination. Pentecost is not a crusade. Pentecost is sharing bread with one another, breaking the bread with one another, sitting at the table of brotherhood and loving one another, suffering when somebody suffers, cry when somebody cries, laugh when somebody laughs. That is the spirit of Pentecost. And if we don't have that, let us not call ourselves Pentecostal. It's better not. Oh, hallelujah. Pentecost is about sharing. Can I preach today? Hallelujah. You know? The Bible says that they were in community. Did you know that the word communism comes from that? The communism, they try to imitate Pentecost without Holy Ghost. You see, that's why they made it communism. The word communism comes from the community of Christians. They sold everything, give to the poor. But this guy communist, they didn't know that only the power of Holy Ghost can do that. Not the power of Lenin or Marx. Are you listening to me, somebody? If you are a Pentecostal, you need to fellowship with one another. You need to love one another. You need to care for one another. And if you are Pentecostal churches, we need to do something for injustice in our society, injustice within among ourselves. That is the spirit of Pentecost. Pentecost makes races one. Pentecost makes languages united without changing one another. Pentecost means respect to cultures and languages. Are you listening to me? Pentecost means respect to woman. Pentecost means Pentecost is a power. Let us stand up. Father, Lord,